Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
In this episode, we are kicking off the letter B in our Entrepreneur A to Z series. So we're still early on here. And our word is behavior. Behavior. It represents the way you act, especially the way you act toward other people. Along with behavior, I think, is mindset, because what you think, what's in your mind, it manifests itself physically in all of the small nuances. Sometimes it manifests itself and you don't even realize that it's coming out in your behavior. And if you think this is a really opportunity for some self-reflection and self-awareness, because behaviors have to be tweaked. You can't just claim or proclaim that this is how I am, and the world has to bend or fold or crumple to your behavior. Sometimes you really have to take a look at your behavior to see how it's being perceived, and then also importantly, how it makes others feel. And if you're not getting the reaction or leaving the impression that you intended, then yes, you have to adjust your behavior. Now, some people may feel that as an entrepreneur, this is the way I am. I'm going to do the things the way I want to do them. I'm going to behave the way I want to. And everyone else is going to adjust because it's my business. I think that approach will only work if you have no need whatsoever and don't have customers. If you have customers, the customer's money, and again, big or small, these could be corporations, it has no value or is not part of your formula for the success of your business, then you absolutely can have whatever behavior, mindset, attitude, whatever you want to call it. You can do whatever you want. But the definition, and since we're in the B's, we're going to talk about the definition of business. By and large, it's because you are providing a product or a service to someone in exchange for some type of monetary compensation. So with that in mind, you do have to be aware of how you're perceived A, by the customers, B, by your employees, C, by even your peers. And even if you are the owner, the president, the founder, at the same time, you have people. They may be your stakeholders. They may be your investors. Or they just may be the people that make your business run. And so your behavior still is something that you have to have in check, something you have to evaluate. Now, there are a couple of pretty dominant or prevalent behavior types. And again, I mentioned about some self-reflection. The four basic are known as optimistic, pessimistic, trusting, envious. Now, that's one of the lists that I'm looking at. And think about, again, you could put the word mindset behind each of this, an optimistic mindset, a pessimistic mindset, a trusting mindset, or an envious mindset. But at the same time, that from that mindset comes certain behaviors on how you treat people. And even when we talk about behaviors, let's talk, for example, being pessimistic. It may not be something you do to people, but every chance, whenever you have someone listening, somehow, when you're pessimistic, you can turn the conversation negative. You bring up something negative. You're a person that no matter what else, what everyone else, or whatever the conversation is about, you always throw in a but. Even no matter how positive it is, you steer it in a negative direction. And it may come to a point where it's not that you make people feel uncomfortable, but they just don't want the negativity. And so their behavior is that they start shying away from you or not including you or staying away and not including you in conversations. So your action, your behavior causes a reaction. And so that's so important. And when there is someone that from your perspective, you don't like their behavior, sometimes you have to ask, is there something that I'm doing? Just the whole understanding of behavior, especially when it comes to customers, and knowing how to use different tools, different techniques, different approaches. At some point as an entrepreneur, you're probably going to run into an unhappy customer. And this is where doing a little bit of research and understanding people's behaviors, from them being angry to them feeling ignored or not being heard or not being taken seriously or them being manipulated, you understanding their feelings and then using the proper tools and techniques to help turn what might be a negative situation into a positive. What might be a customer that is about to write your company off into a situation where they become a loyal customer just because of how things were handled. So the understanding of behaviors, your behavior, your customer's behavior, the diving into some of the psychology of human nature will serve you well. It may be something that you're in your mind, you think, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a creator, I'm a maker, I come up with these new products that people want. Why now do I have to do a research and dive into behaviors? It goes back to what I actually said in the last episode. You're the front office, the back office, you're the, you know, the middleman, you're all of those things when you're an entrepreneur. So being well-rounded, if nothing else, that's why we're going through A to Z. And it's, if you're really doing your due diligence, you're going to be taking some pauses and doing a deep dive and coming back to this for quite some time. And it's good to have in your mind that when you become an entrepreneur, you are stepping into a real world learning experience. It's called learn by doing. And there are going to be some glitches and some hiccups and some wins and some losses, but it's going to be even a lifelong learning experience if you stick in there with this process. Whereas, and you all know when I do this series, I compare it when I can to corporate America. In corporate America, no matter how you feel about it or how you left it, there is some luxury that things are defined. They're a certain way, certain things have to be done. And there are already some knowns, no matter how big or small or how new the company is. There are some written rules and unwritten rules, and that's the way it is. When you're an entrepreneur, you're definitely, there's some things that they get made up on the fly, or you realize the reason why there are certain rules set in corporate America to prevent some of the things that you're going to experience as an entrepreneur. But all that to say, understanding behavior, I would say at least take the time to Google and read one or two good articles or listen to a YouTube just on behaviors, understanding different types of human behavior. You'll be surprised. You'll get pulled into all of it. All of the different aspects of it. And I believe you're not going to start just at one Google article. But that's today's episode. Hope it gave you some food for thought. And check back with us for the next episode. Bye for now.